Kiss me, I'm not Irish. You may be surprised to learn a few things about St. Patrick's Day. To start, St. Patrick wasn't even Irish. He was from Britain. Second, shamrocks don't really exist. They're mythical plants. And finally, St. Patty, with two T's, is short for St. Patricia. St. Patty, with two D's, is the more correct abbreviation for the holiday. For many of you, St. Patrick's Day is not the only green-themed event on your mind this week, as the biggest money event of the year is fast approaching. The income tax filing deadline, April 15th. Although not nearly as fun as Irish trivia, we thought we would also share some important facts about taxes that may surprise you. You may have been shocked to receive a 1099 from your state's franchise tax board. This is because any amount of state income tax refunded to you is subject to federal tax in the following year. Yes, you are hearing this correctly. Your state income tax refund is taxable at the federal level. In all fairness, you did receive a federal deduction for state taxes paid the prior year, so it could be a wash. But the 1099 may still come as a shock. If you are receiving large state refunds, consider adjusting your withholdings to avoid a short-term loan to the government. Mortgage myth. Despite popular belief, not all mortgage interest is deductible. Interest is only deductible on the first $1 million of borrowed funds used to buy, build, or improve a home. So, if you purchase a home for more than $1.25 million and put 20% down, you will not be able to deduct all of your interest payments. Additionally, interest paid on an equity line used for purposes other than to buy, build, or improve your home is only deductible on the first $100,000. Underpay and pay. It's no surprise that the IRS wants your money, and they want it now, or at least on time. If you do not withhold enough in taxes throughout the year, you could be subject to an underpayment penalty when you file. For most people, payroll withholdings facilitated by an employer will be sufficient. For the self-employed, retirees who are not collecting a paycheck, or workers with other substantial sources of income, however, the responsibility is on them to make timely estimated tax payments. Add more tax. An easy way to remember what AMT, or alternative minimum tax, means, just think add more tax. Simply put, AMT is an alternative equation to calculate your income tax liability. If this second way of doing math ends in a larger tax liability, then you will pay more.